Steve Dale's Other World on WGN. This is why I do radio, you know, to hopefully make some sort of difference. And this is how Max Shmerkovsky, who I hope I pronounced right, from Dancing with the Stars, you know him, you love him, and now he is using his celebrity to make a difference. Get a pen handy, because I'm going to give you this name several times, Baranova 27. And we'll talk about what that is in just a moment. Max, welcome to WGN Radio.
How are you, Steve? Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's an honor to have you on the radio. A pleasure to do so. You happen to be, first of all, for people who don't know, you're from, originally, from Ukraine, but you happen to be, as I understand it, in Ukraine, judging a dance show when the war broke out. Is that correct?
That is absolutely correct. And I just want to say that it was something that was so crazy. You know, I guess we'll call it irony. In the 90s, in 94 to be specific, my parents picked up, took myself. I was 14, my brother, he was 8. And we immigrated to United States for better life, better, you know, everything. And we were leaving because of, you know, because of the country where I grew up. I was born in USSR in 1980. You know, so by 91 when it fell apart and 94 when we were immigrating, I was escaping that sort of mentality and that, you know, uncertainty. And most importantly, if you ask my parents, they would tell you that, you know, mandatory army and the fact that USSR was always involved in some kind of crazy conflict somewhere else. And it was always, you know, as we call it, beefing with whoever. So imagine my mom hysteria and my dad's concern, to say the least, when February 24th, I wake up and I call him and I say war has started and I'm in Kiev, the country they immigrated from to save us from the war. Can you imagine that? And so, you know, the when it happened, the way it happened, the what, we haven't even touched on what is happening. The fact that it's not just a little conflict, but it's an actual war. It's a historically massive event for the future of our global life, politics, geopolitics, whatever you want to call it. You know, and just the fact that it's such a full circle for me. And so here I am, a dancer judging a dance TV project when the war starts, and the next day half the people that I'm judging on that show are with guns and in territorial defense. So that's how it happened for me and my family.
Our telephone number, 312-981-7200. If you want to text or call, we're talking to Max Shmerkovsky, a name that I'm probably not quite getting right, but you know who he is, from Dancing with the
perfect.
Stars. It's kind of you to say. All right, so the war actually begins to break out. At what point did you decide, I've got to get back to America? And what was that like?
Well, immediately, because my family, my son, my wife, my parents, everything is here. And so the scariest part for me at that time was two things. Number one, realizing that I'm two blocks away from, you know, the government buildings and Zelensky himself, and I'm realizing that this is where the epicenter of the whole thing is. This is where, you know, Putin with his awful army is trying to get to. And so the second realization is that, hey, you know, let's get out of here kind of thing, right? Let's get the plane ticket, let's get the train ticket, whatever it takes. And I realize that there's nothing. There's no planes. There's no trains. There's a two-day line outside of Polish border, 2 days, in order to get through the border, and it's like that. And so that immediate eerie feeling set in, and after that, I spent about a week in the center of Kiev, in a hotel that was designated for a lot of news media outlets from around the world. And so it was a bit of a, you know, Switzerland, if you will, in the middle of this entire war. And so when that became unsafe in the morning of about 10 days later, that's when I made a trek out. And the way I did it is because I was a United States citizen, I got shoved onto a train. At the moment, it was going to Warsaw, but it could have gone anywhere, to be honest with you. You know, I had a pretty crazy journey for about 30 hours to get through the Polish border and make my way out in Warsaw.
Was there some point where you think maybe I'm not going to make it out?
Well, it was a lot of points because there's already active curfew at 8 o'clock. My train was meant to be at 8:20. So, you know, the realization is if you don't make the train, you are, you know, sleeping hopefully at the train station, and that gets super dangerous. While on the train, we were kind of packed in. We weren't able to get out, so we don't know what's happening outside, but, you know, we know that we're at war and there's bombing everywhere, you know. Obviously, we saw reports of shells, you know, bombings and you know, just general fire at civilians. That's confirmed. Not breaking news here. So in the beginning, we didn't know that all of that was going to be happening as well. But we kind of felt like, you know, Russian army is not here to play by the rules. And so you're obviously concerned the entire time. Also, the fact that I was the only male between, you know, of my age on that train, because I happened to be of international citizenship. So, but all other men were either not allowed to leave the country or were already at war. So it was all these, you know, the women with children, the grandmas, the elderly that were looking to me for like, you know, hey, so do you think everything's going to be okay type of thing, right? And here I am freaking out because I've also never been in that situation before. So it was just a lot of stuff.
A lot of stuff. For sure. We've got a break here, but when we come back, I want to know how that experience may have changed you. And also, I mentioned it before, and I'll say it again and again, and we'll talk about it. Baranova 27. We're talking with Max Shmerkovsky of Dancing with the Stars. Steve Dale's Other World on WGN, 9 minutes before 10 o'clock. Lots of texts, 312-981-7200. Steve, over and over, Steve, ask Max how we can help. And I promise we'll get to that in about 2 minutes. That Max I'm talking about and talking to is Max Chernofsky of Dancing with the Stars. I think I've pronounced your name 4 times, 4 different ways, but I'm trying. Anyway, Max, hopefully I'm getting warmer. I don't know about that. Wow.
Getting closer for sure.
Okay. What a harrowing story. I want to know if in any way this changed you. What you saw there in Ukraine for the brief time you were there, I mean, can you imagine being there now? And if maybe along with that, I ask, there's something called survivor's guilt. Those who survive, say, a plane crash where nobody around you does and you feel guilty. Do you feel any of that in truth? Because you're here, you're safe in Los Angeles. Well, you have friends, maybe family still in Ukraine.
Right. Yes. So, you know, to address the first thing you said, like, you know, I'm going to give you a perspective. When I immigrated, you know, I was 14 years old. I was a teenager. I had no English, no skills, and I was a dancer already. But I landed in Brooklyn, New York, and that was my introduction to literally everything outside of USSR, right? What was that? What was that structure? So, you know, I had a lot of, not resentment, but a lot of, like, confusion about the country that let me go. You know, I'm not from here. I'm from there. Why don't I live there? Why don't I live where my grandparents live? I look around here and I see generations of people that grew up in the same town, and I don't have it. So, you know, I got adopted by United States. My family and I are welcomed here. We blessed to have the opportunities we had, and we did the best we could with them. You know, tattoo 28 plus years later, I'm in Ukraine, and I'm just reconnected with the country, with the people, with the culture. I understood you know, my the mom that let me go, you know, and then now I'm an adult and I'm sort of reconnecting with my birth parents, you know. So that was the experience that I had lately. And when the war started, I was in the country that I all of a sudden already knew again. I had friends again. I don't have family there, but I have friends that I'm very close with. And so that war, to me, from so far away in Los Angeles, it has a face and it has names and it has, you know, families. My manager was a very successful person in the country of Ukraine. And today she's a refugee with two kids with absolutely no idea what to do next with her husband back in the country in the war. And that's just one example of one of people that I communicate with every day and I try to help every day. So, yes, it changed me, not only me, but vicariously through me, changed my family. Our organization, Baranova 27, stands for the street address where my dad, my brother, and I were born in Odessa, Ukraine. We were born at Baranova 27.
So tell me about tell me about the nonprofit. Before we run out of time, we need to get that in and how people can help and what you are doing.
Baranova 27 is an organization that my dad started immediately while I was still in Kiev. It took us about 10 days. By the time I came back, we were fully, you know, organized and were collecting aid. Humanitarian aid, that's what we're best at. We don't dabble in other stuff. But after 6 weeks, which is today, actually six, end of the sixth week, we have transported, shipped about 230,000 pounds of humanitarian aid. We also lucky because I have my relationships. I get to answer direct calls. 200 orphans collected on the west part of Ukraine from a couple of different orphanages. We were able to send food and just essential things. Afterwards, we're shipping out, you know, clothes, tablets, bedding, that type of stuff. I'm able to send things directly to Kiev, directly to Kharkiv, directly into, you know, really, really badly hurt areas where people really need a lot of stuff. And I encourage everyone who wants to help, because that's what I hear. How do I help? How do I help? Donate to us, because I am a public figure, and you will know if these funds are in any way misappropriated. 100%, 100%. I want to repeat that, 100% of everything that we collect goes directly there. This isn't my job. This is not my, you know, life that I chose, but this is definitely the calling. And on behalf of my family, I just want to say that we're all here for the long haul. For as long as this war lasts, we're going to increase our efforts with, you know, every opportunity that we get.
How do people reach Baranova 27?
Social media is the best at the moment, at Baranova 27. We have a Baranova27.org website. We're working on a product called Baranova 27 app that's going to connect refugees directly with people that want to help. We're working on it right now. We're doing some other stuff, but Baranova 27 on social media, on Instagram, is probably the best way to communicate, reach out, and you know, and help.
All right. Well, I told you off the air, and I do mean this. Anything we can do, anytime, you are welcome on this show. I just have to go to news now. Max, thank you so much for using your celebrity to do what you can in a humanitarian way to help people. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve. I also told you off the air, you're great at what you do, and I appreciate this opportunity.
Thank you.